Good morning. It was my birthday, and a couple in the congregation gave me a bar of chocolate to celebrate. Actually, I do not eat chocolate very often for medical reasons. The caffeine causes me headaches. Since I gave up tea, coffee, cola, and chocolate, I get far fewer migraines. However, they meant well, and I thanked them for their kind gift. Then, back home, I succumbed to the temptation. Well, it was only one cake of chocolate in a blue moon. I wouldn't eat all of it, just a piece or two. And it was my birthday, and I was a bit tired, so I thought it would pick me up. So I broke off a piece and savoured the forbidden fruit. It was delicious. Mmm. If you haven't tasted chocolate in a while, you get the full effect of it. However, I noticed the law of diminishing returns as I ate subsequent pieces of the chocolate. None of the other bits tasted quite so special as the first bit. And by the time I ate the last bit, it did nothing for me. It might as well have been cardboard. And yes, I did get a migraine headache soon afterwards. Isn't this a parable of much of modern life? All too often we are offered and we take something to give us a quick boost, a quick fix, a stimulant, something to give us a buzz. It might be chocolate, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, cream cakes, fatty foods, whatever. And at first it does give us a thrill. But all too quickly there is this law of diminishing returns. And then we are hit for six. Then we also have a wave of guilt for succumbing to temptation. We wish we'd stuck to our principles. We know deep down there are no quick fixes. And we know that the wisest thing to do is the wise thing. The thing that we know we should have done right from the beginning. Or not done, as the case may be. Oh, if only I had listened to God's gift of the inner voice of sense.